This is Sheila Hamill and Andrew Richwick with New Day Dawning. Welcome to the programme and thank you for joining us here on Radio Sunderland for Hospitals.
I'm getting ready for a new day dawning. I'm getting ready for a brand new morning. Packing my bags for a heavenly journey. Can't wait to be there. No, I can't wait to be there.
I'm beginning today's programme, though, with a hymn of celebration, which heralds the long-awaited arrival of the King, the Saviour of the world, Jesus. The words of the hymn say to us, "Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing." Glorious opening hymn, Joy to the World, was sung by Cumbac Male Voice Choir. Our reading today from Luke 1, 26 to 38, tells of the Annunciation, which is all about Mary receiving news from an angel that she is to have a very special child. In the 6 months of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favoured. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favour with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who was said to be unable to conceive is in her sixth month, for no word from God will ever fail." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May your word to me be fulfilled." Then the angel left her. So the angel was actually requiring Mary's consent. There's a part of Jesus' great sermon on the Mount in Matthew 5 where he simply preaches, "Let your yes be yes and your no be no." What value do we place on these two words today? Do we often agree to something in haste and regret it later? Do we ever break promises? And have we ever gone back on our word? And is it now old-fashioned to actually honour a promise? But Mary, she was humble and obedient. She was ready with her answer once she understood the implications of the angel's word. She was highly honoured and eager to obey.
The angel Gabriel from heaven came. His wings as drifted snow, his eyes as flame. All hail, said he, thou lowly maiden Mary, most highly favored lady.
Was May McKenna singing the Angel Gabriel. Before we say yes to God, we will no doubt want to weigh up the consequences. We'll probably be wary and fearful, like the person in the poem that follows, which was written by Michelle Coist. I'm afraid of saying, "Yes, Lord, where will you take me?" I'm afraid of drawing the longer straw. I'm afraid of signing my name to an unread agreement. I'm afraid of the yes that will entail other yeses. Yet I'm not at peace. For you pursue me, besiege me. I seek out the din for fear of hearing you. But in a moment of silence, you slip through. Mary, by saying her yes, was actually opening herself to great dangers and hardship. The big question is, would she have realized this in that moment? I wonder if you've ever put yourself in the place of a Bible character and asked yourself how you would have reacted in their position. I would guess that we would react in the exact same way that we respond to God now, when he guides and directs us.
Per duo si prostra a te e pien di speme si prostra ai tuoi piedi.
So what kind of risks and dangers did Mary face? What did she stand to lose by saying yes to the angel's words? Well, firstly, she risked losing the trust and love of her fiancé, Joseph, who of course knew that the child wasn't his. She could have been stoned to death for adultery had he rejected her story and refused to marry her in her condition. She also stood to lose the respect of her parents and friends, and her credibility, her popularity, and her reputation. For many today, that would have been a big deal. We want to be believed and have the respect of others, don't we? She actually risked everything. She surrendered all. This next song says, "Help me to say my yes to you. Help me to give my all. Help me not to be afraid. Help me just to listen when you call." Here is Giving It All to You from my album of the same name.
All my endless imaginings, the worries that are mine, my doubts where you're leading me, the pruning of the branches on the vine. I'm
We hear of Joseph's terrible dilemma in verses 18 to 25 of Matthew, chapter 1, which says, "Before they came together, Mary was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit, and her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, 'Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save people from their sins.'" This was a very big deal for Joseph as well as Mary. We don't always appreciate this, do we? God chose him as well as Mary. But what went through his mind from that moment on? Here's a song from my new Christmas story video collection called Listen, Joseph, sung by one of my former pupils at Central Middle School Walls End. You know, God never gives us more than we can bear, and he supplies our needs for the journey when we trust in him. Mary could never have completed the task alone in her day and age, which is why God chose Joseph. In this next song, the angel says to Joseph, "For as well as choosing Mary, God has chosen you." Mary was absolutely convinced in her own mind that her experience was real and that the angel was indeed telling her that she would bear a son who would be called the Son of the Most High and who would possess the throne of his father David. It's clear that this child was something else and he would not be yet just another one of those religious all-time greats. Now, whether Mary was aware at this point in time of a prophecy by Isaiah that a virgin or young maiden would give birth to a son who would be called Emmanuel, God with us, is not known. But the moment the angel declared that her relative Elizabeth, who was barren and past the age of having a child, was indeed expecting one too, well, this was something she could check out to validate her own experience. And so she replied to the angel, saying, "I am the Lord's servant. May your word to me be fulfilled." Then the angel left her. Do you remember the poem I read out earlier by Michelle Croix? that person who was afraid of surrendering to God suddenly cries out at the end of the poem, "Great and terrible God, what more do you want?" And that's when the voice of God replies, saying, "I have watched you. I have seen your goodwill. And I want more than you now. You will no longer do your own works, but the will of the one who has called you, who has whispered to you on that night when you were merely a child. Say yes, my child. I need your yes as I needed Mary's to come to earth. For it is I who must do your work. It is I who must live in your family, not you. It is I who must be in those whose lives you touch, not you. It is I whose words they must hear, not yours. It is I whose eyes they must look into, not yours. It is my word that carries weight, not yours. It is my life that transforms, not yours. Give all to me. Abandon all to me. I need your yes to be united with you." Beautiful words there. And now a truly beautiful song to finish. It's called "Bread of Heaven," sung by Amy Grant. It's one which sums up what's been said today about Mary. I wonder whether she had any idea at all of the magnitude of the role she was being offered. But it also lends its voice to those of us who, like Mary, might be feeling afraid and uncertain right now in this pandemic. It reads like a prayer for God to hold us together in our troubles, to be the light in our darkness, and to give us strength in order to face whatever the future brings. I hope you'll join me again this coming Friday, Christmas Day, at 7 a.m, if you're awake then, for more Christmas carols and hymns and readings. And finally, a blessing for you. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you and give you peace this day and forevermore. And now it's time to say goodbye from Andrew Ridgewick, my technician, and me, Sheila Hamill. Have a good day and stay safe, everyone. Goodbye. Thank you.
wonderful world.